arts at the Paul Hamlin Foundation, he had an idea for an initiative, a new special initiative. It was stemming from the need to have artists who were well-equipped and well-skilled to counter work in participatory settings. So the idea for some research was identified going back to 2008, if not before. I was engaged in the autumn of 2008 to carry out some focus groups around the country and some interviews and to talk to people about whether or not there were a series of needs in this area. Did artists need skilling up? Were there other things that we should be looking at? That research took place between autumn 2008 and December 2009. A lot of consultation, and many of you that are here today, I think, attended some of the roundtable discussions as part of that process. We had a couple of reference groups who were appointed to help us guide that task. And then in March 2010, the trustees at the Paul Hamlin Foundation agreed to fund a new special initiative, which we then called Artworks. So what we were looking at was how we develop the practice, how we develop the infrastructure for artists. We were talking at that point during the research period to a whole series of potential partners, one of whom was the then Cultural Leadership Programme, directed by Hillary. Because we could see a lot of connections between where Paul Hamlin was coming from and where CLP were coming from in terms of how artists lead, because artists lead in a whole range of different ways. We were also talking to Creativity, Culture and Education and to the Arts and Humanities Research Council, because we recognised that what we wanted to do had a very strong research and inquiry-based emphasis. So at the point the trustees agreed to fund, we also secured co-funding from those partners. And in autumn 2010, we were able to put out call for proposals. In April 2011, May 2011, we announced the five selected pathfinders. So that's the kind of the genesis of the programme, the journey that we've been on, and it's a very long journey. So what we're looking at, we can go to the third slide, What we're looking at then is a three-year programme of Pathfinder projects across the UK. So we're funding one in Scotland, one in Wales, and three in England, that will support the development of participatory arts practice, seed models of working, and achieve, on the long run, enhanced quality for participants. That all sounds very grand, very ambitious, but essentially that is really what's driving the whole of the programme. Next one. So this slide just has a sort of summary, really, of the outcomes that we aspire for. And I say that, aspire for outcomes, because, again, they do sound very grand. And I think, although it's a three-year programme, we won't see these outcomes being achieved within that 3 years. We make some trajectory, some journey towards them, but some of them will certainly take longer. We're hoping to see more confident, more articulated artists, but that artists are more confident in the way that they talk about their work. What we found during the research period when we were consulting with artists was that a lot of artists said that they felt that they lacked the confidence to talk authoritatively about the work that they were doing in participatory contexts, partly because they felt it was undervalued. So we want also to achieve that better sense of value. We hope that participants will be benefiting from enhanced quality in their experiences. We all know that participatory experiences can range from the excellent to the not so great, and we'd like to see that enhanced. We want a better understanding of what constitutes quality and what constitutes value. We'd like to see employers valuing this work and artists themselves and young people valuing the work more. Clear models of good practice that can be translated or replicated that might be shared. And a more effective infrastructure across the UK. So all of the pathfinders are about creating better infrastructure, more joined up thinking, more joined up provision, more of that improvements. And finally, we want more partnership work. And as I've explained, we have partner funders, and each of the pathfinders has partner funders. So already the pathfinders are beginning to join up thinking. join up funding agencies, public bodies, policy makers, so that we're not thinking about this work in a vacuum. You have a fact sheet in your hand, your delegates pack, that gives you some information on each of the five pathfinders. I'm not going to talk about each of them separately. There are five, one in the northeast, one in London, one in Wales, one in Scotland, and one that cuts across England because it's comprised of the national membership bodies. Delegates today, if they have a little red dot on their badge, are attached to one of the pathfinders. So if you want to find out more about any of them, just look for the red dots and pin it down. We have project managers and project leads here from all of the pathfinders. Next one. Each of the pathfinders has a common call. I'm not going to go through all of this, but when we made the call for applications, we asked everybody to make sure that they had these components within their proposed programme of work. And as you can see, they cut across, that we stipulated that each of the pathfinders is a cluster of organisations, employers, artists, training providers, HEIs. HEIs and FE organisations, I think, are really important to this initiative, because if we don't change the initial training of artists, then we won't actually change the, you know, achieve the culture shift that we want to achieve within work. We wanted them all to achieve, develop community practice, networking opportunities. We wanted them all to look at CPD provision as well as initial training. And we wanted them all to work across art groups. So often the practice, good practice, next practice, developing practice, is specific to a particular art form. And what was coming out from the consultation is that people were saying, why can't we learn more across the art forms? Why can't we look at transferability more? So networks that join people together from different art forms were what we were looking for. And we were looking at long-term sustainability. The PHF funding is there for 3 years, so each of the pathfinders had to be able to demonstrate that there was a sustainable model that could be maintained beyond the period of the three-year funding. And that was hinging on the partnerships. Next. So although each of them have a common core, they each have a different emphasis. They have a different emphasis in terms of their areas of inquiry, their areas of research. Some are looking at research into quality specifically. Some might be looking at research into participants' perceptions. Some have elements of employer perception as part of it, just as examples. And the cross-pathfinder learning, the exchange of the learning in those areas is quite crucial to the way in which the pathfinders will work together. So each have very different activity plans related to those research questions. And again, it's about how they generate that cross-pathfinder learning. Some are focusing on the development of codes, standards, training solutions, or networks, and again, generating learning that can be shared across and beyond the pathfinders into a wider community practice. This kind of event is something that we really feel is quite important throughout the initiative, where we're able to share what is happening in our works with people who are out with the pathfinders, so that the learning can actually reach a wider and broader and deeper audience. We're looking at exploring the generics and the specifics. We're sure that there are generic skills, there are generic competencies, but also there will be specific things related to specific settings or specific art forms. Next one. So how does this then relate to leadership? This is called today's board meeting through practice. How does it relate to leadership? Well, we believe that artists, when they are working with participants in whatever way, are leading through that participation. They're leading in a very different way to the way in which an artist might lead an organisation, or the way in which an artist might lead thought or social change through their work. So we have a whole series of questions, which is kind of within the ethos, I suppose, of artworks. We're asking questions at the minute and not providing answers. But how do artists lead in participatory contexts when they're leading learning, when they're facilitating discovery of other people's creativity, when they're facilitating change or animated thought? How do they lead? What does that leadership comprise? Is leadership more of a process in that context? Does it have different intentions or intents? And is that form of leadership different to the other ways in which artists might lead? And if so, what might when they're working within a participatory setting. So just a whole, you know, beginning of a series of questions. And today is the beginning of unravelling or starting to unravel some of those and add further questions to that list. The intention behind the day, which we have or did develop in partnership with CLP prior to their demise at the beginning of April, the intention was to create a day that would provide a platform for shared learning. Shared learning between the CLP funded programmes, which Independence of Wayfarers, which some of you have participated in, and the Artworks programme, to allow us to begin to move that CLP legacy forward through shared learning, through dissemination, and through knowledge exchange. But we wanted also to explore that whole notion of how artists lead within a participatory context. And then finally, to perhaps end the day or begin to draw some ideas at the end of the day around further research or exploration that might be needed to assist in developing that specific area of leadership practice. So that's what we're aiming to do, what we've tried to construct a day around, and we're supported in doing that by Nicola Turner, ex-CLP, who's done a magnificent job putting the day together for PHF. And I'd like to thank her actually at this point for having done that. So I welcome you all, I'm delighted to see so many.